Vice President Pence is making some comments right now. This is at Waffle House headquarters in Norcross. Let's listen to this for a moment.
All of your employees and associates, the way you've continued to be there for families and communities across this nation. I want to thank you for your leadership. It means a great deal, Will. I also want to say it is good to be in Georgia again, and good to be alongside your governor and first lady. We just went out to lunch and had a great meal, and we were able to do that because of what the people of Georgia have done. You know, it's remarkable for me to think from the time President Trump in January of this year made the decision to suspend all travel from China, before there was a single case of community transmission in this country. He stood up the White House Coronavirus Task Force. We went to work over the course of February to stand up our national response. We restricted travel from other countries around the world. When he asked me to step in and lead the White House Coronavirus Task Force in late February, we literally had less than 15 cases in the country. That we had 45 other cases of people that had been brought back. And let me say again a tribute to the man sitting to my right, that many of which came to Dobbins Air Force Base, and Dobbins Air Force Base did a phenomenal job bringing Americans home and working through a quarantining process. But it was in those early days of March that we saw the trend lines beginning to move. And our task force went to the president, made the recommendation. We asked a lot of the American people. 15 days to slow the spread would become 45 days. But the people of Georgia and the people of America responded. And as I sit here today, cases are declining all over America, including in this great state. Hospitalizations are declining. As Dr. Birx just confirmed at a press conference at the White House a few short minutes ago, most importantly, fatalities are declining all across America. The truth is, because of what the people of Georgia have done, we have flattened the curve. We've saved lives. It's a tribute to each and every one of you. And on behalf of your president, and on behalf of a grateful nation, I just want to thank you for the sacrifices that all of you have made. It's been inspiring for me, and the role the president asked me to play, to watch the American people consider others as more important than themselves, more important than their livelihoods. They made the necessary sacrifices and they saved lives. And because of what you've done, we're now in a position to open up America again. And in that respect, Georgia is leading the way. The truth is that this state, with the direction that we gave after we gave the 45 days to slow the spread, but before that period even ended, the president directed us to issue guidelines to open up America again. And we worked closely with governors all across the country to make that a reality. And I have to tell you, President Trump and I couldn't be more proud or more grateful for the clear and courageous and principled leadership of Governor Brian Kemp. What your governor and his great first lady and his great health care team recognized is that this really isn't a choice between the health of our citizens and a growing economy. It's a choice between health and health. Because a growing economy, as you're beginning to see come back here in Georgia, contributes to the physical and emotional well-being of the American people. There are real costs for the lockdowns that we all had to go through. And that's why, Governor, we're all so grateful that Georgia was willing to lead among other states. But I'm pleased to report that what you began weeks ago here in Georgia, now all 50 states have begun to reopen their economies. As I said, it's because of what all of you are willing to do as individuals, as families, great businesses that came alongside your associates and your customers. But I also want to give credit where credit is due. When the president asked me to do this, he said, well, I want a whole of government approach. And by that, it was clear to me that he wanted not only us to marshal all of the resources of the federal government, but to have a full partnership with governors in all 50 states and in our territories. And we've done that on a strong and bipartisan basis. But it's also been a result of a strong partnership with leaders in Congress. And I must tell you that the leadership representing Georgia in Congress was there every step of the way. In one bill after another, we were able to focus resources at the point of the need, initially making testing available, making paid leave available, then making direct support to families available. The Paycheck Protection Program that I think was utilized by a number of Waffle House operators across the country and by a business that I stopped in today made it possible for people to be able to stay on the payroll even while their business was closed. The CARES Act, Walt, that you referenced was a result of the President Trump's leadership, but it was a result of the strong efforts of members of Congress, and a number of them are with us today, and I'd like you to join me in thanking Congressman Rick Allen, who is with us today. Congressman Allen, thank you for your great work. I also want to thank a standout in the House of Representatives and a great friend, Congressman Doug Collins. Thank you so much for your work for Georgia. And Senator David Perdue could not be with us. I'm told he's a little bit under the weather, but doing fine. And sends his regards, but I also want to thank Senator Kelly Loeffler. Thank you for your strong leadership in the United States Senate for Georgia in the midst of this pandemic. You know, we're here to talk about opening up Georgia again, but, you know, I want you to know that your president, this vice president, and our entire team at the federal level, it's not a day goes by that we don't think about the heartbreak that's come to families here in Georgia and across the country. More than 95,000 Americans lost, families shattered. And I want to say from my heart, our prayers, our condolences are with all the families that have lost loved ones here in Georgia. Last night, President Trump directed that all flags be at half staff through May the 24th. Just on this weekend, when on Monday, we will remember those who served in uniform and fell. Today and in the next several days, we'll also pause to remember those we've lost. And I hope their families know that they're on the hearts of every American. The President said it many times that one life lost is too many. But I want to assure all of you that I know in my heart of hearts that because of what you've done here, we've saved lives. And as people continue to practice common sense, good hygiene, and social distancing as you reopen Georgia, I know that that will continue to be true. In fact, it's about reopening that I came here today, and I'm anxious, Walt, to hear from these great business leaders that we've assembled. It's remarkable to think that I think it was on April 24th, Governor, that you issued an executive order creating guidelines, drawing from the federal guidelines to open up America again. You gave guidance to Georgia's business to open up, gave them protocols to do so safely and responsibly. And as I saw in Florida a few days ago, and I've seen here in Georgia today, people are stepping up and they're doing what needs to be done. And I want to thank all of the businesses, retail and restaurants that are doing that. I do want to say particularly that we, Walt, understand, and you remember being at the White House, that I think one out of four of the jobs that were lost in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic were at restaurants around the country. Good, hardworking Americans that are part of the fabric of your communities, having to set your livelihoods aside. And I want you to know as we continue to work with Congress to fashion additional support that we're going to be thinking of those most impacted. And we're going to get through this. As the President's made clear, we're going to do whatever needs to be done to get American families and American businesses through this. But I want you all to be encouraged today with the word that we are getting through it. And the truth is, I'll end my comments just by saying I hope I hope as we mourn with those who mourn and grieve with those who grieve, that we still recognize the sacrifices, Governor, the people of Georgia have made, the businesses represented here have made, have put us in a position where not only can we begin to reopen the country, but we can also acknowledge that what we've done has made a difference. It's made a difference for families that have not lost loved ones. And I want to express my great undying respect to each and every one of you here for the role that each one of you play. Because cases, even though testing is rapidly increasing across the country, including here in Georgia, at the governor's leadership, while we're increasing testing, Walt, cases are going down. Cases are going down around the country. Hospitalizations are going down. Our losses are declining. Every single day, we're one day closer to the day that we can say we put the coronavirus in the past. When we do that, it will be a credit, I believe, to a president who had not only a whole of America approach, a whole of government approach, but a whole of America approach. Be a credit to great state leaders who stepped forward like Governor Kemp and his administration. But I don't think either one of them would mind me saying it's mostly a credit to our incredible healthcare workers and to all of the businesses across this country who stepped forward and met the moment. So with that, let me just say thank you again for the honor of being with you today, to be here at Waffle House, to be at the real WH.
Thank you for
thank you for all that you've done. Walt, I'll turn.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.